share my story.
Thank you for being here.
About my son. La 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 la, Zachy's world. That's what I used to sing to my son Zach. My beautiful son was born in 2007 with his twin brother Jaden. And the minute that Zach was born, we realized that he was going to have challenges in his life. Even though at 2 weeks he had an open heart surgery, we thought that that would be, you know, going to help him have a really healthy life. We realized soon after that 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 wasn't exactly the case. Life was going to be difficult for our whole family, including my other two boys and my husband. Zachy was amazing. He was our miracle. He changed my life as a mother and as a woman, and he really helped to shape who I am today. It was amazing to connect online with other mothers who had children with special needs, so that I could tweet out or I could put a message on Facebook and say, we're going back in the hospital, you've got pneumonia again. And someone else would say, oh, I just got out of the hospital, you know, say hi to so-and-so, the doctor. I found a community of mothers who could actually understand my life, which was not exactly my reality at home. I had friends who went to play dates and who went to parks, and I had to tell my other boys, we couldn't go to parks, it was too human for Zach. When we were in the hospital, my friends would share their wishes and their prayers. They would always ask, you know, if we were in the hospital the next morning, I would have a tweet from someone, how's Zachy doing today? And it felt like a warm hug every time I heard that. I would always share his successes. So while life was difficult for Zach, there was a time at Christmas 2 years ago that I taught him to hum the beginning of Jingle Bells, and he did it. And he used to hum that Elmo song when he wanted to have a rest and wanted to watch his favorite guy on TV. There was a way that Zach and Elmo connected. Even though Zach couldn't speak, he could hum Elmo's song. And he interacted with his favorite character in a way that I probably still don't understand. And Elmo really became almost a sixth member of our family. Elmo came with us everywhere, went to every hospital visit, and in the middle of the night when Zach wasn't sleeping, I would hold him in my arms. We'd either watch an Elmo episode together at 2 in the morning, or I'd hum his favorite song into his ear until he fell asleep. Just like wishes we already heard about, wishes coming true, when you turn 3 in Canada, you can apply for Make-A-Wish, and my wish for Zach was to go on an Elmo episode. In fact, when he lived and breathed every day, I wanted him to go on an Elmo episode and hear Elmo say Zach's name. My other wish and my promise to Zach was that one day I would tell Kevin Clash, who is the Elmo puppeteer, how important Elmo has been in our life and for our son. One day in March in 2011, Zach went in for what I thought was a routine hospital visit, with pneumonia again at our local children's hospital. And it wasn't exactly what we had ever thought. Zach actually contracted influenza B as well as pneumonia, and he was slipping away from us. My beautiful son went into cardiac arrest during a routine intubation, and he fought hard to get on a heart-lung machine for a couple of days. His body was going, you know, slipping away from us day by day, but he continued to fight so that on the last night of his life, my husband and I could turn off the lights and lie in bed with him and sing his favorite Elmo song. I needed a bit of a break during those days, and my girlfriend called me and said, you have to go on Twitter. And I sort of took a little escape out of those four walls that I've been in for so many days. And I went on Twitter, and my entire stream had little Elmos in the avatars. All of my friends, and even complete strangers, had put an Elmo, and there were messages, put an Elmo on your avatar in support of Heather and Zach. And to this day, if you go through, you will see a lot of Elmos on that stream, and I knew in that 1 second that that was for me, and that was just what I needed to get me through the worst night of my life, saying goodbye to my son. It was shortly after that that I knew that, you know, fighting with Zach during his life had to continue in a different way now that he was gone. I needed to fight in his memory. Zach had taught me to believe in things and to go after them, and miracles happened. And I wanted to keep doing good things. The nurses at our local hospital called me and said, "We love Zach. We know Zach loved Elmo. Can we redo one of the pediatric rooms? They're going to do renovations. Can we do an Elmo one in Zach's name?" And it was about a week after he died, and I said, "Yes. Help me get out of bed. This is exactly what I needed to function in life, to be a good mom to my other boys. I needed to keep going." And so I did. We started fundraising for Zach's dream room. And within a couple of weeks, we had raised a few $1,000. Our goal was $25,000. And I couldn't really believe that we would ever get there. But slowly but surely, I reached out to the online community again, who have been there so amazingly from all of our ups and downs with Zach. And they reached out to our family again and helped raise the money. I had total strangers whom I only knew through Twitter put on online auctions. They put on a play area party and a fundraiser, and I got to meet them for the first time at that special fundraiser day. I hadn't even met these women, and they were reaching out to me, and it was the most amazing feeling. It was about Mother's Day, actually, about 3 months after Zach died, that I was at a wedding, and I see all these tweets going through, and Kevin Clash and Elmo were actually in Toronto, and I thought, okay, I've got to reach out. So I did. I went on Facebook, I reached out to the director, and I said, "This is what Elmo needs to my family. Can you please send Kevin a message? I have this promise I need to fulfill." And she reached back, and the director of the Being Elmo film is now a friend of mine, and she reached out to Kevin at Sesame Street, actually called me and said, "Kevin walked in my office, what can we do to help?" So in that moment, in that phone call, Kevin knew about Zach. Kevin knew how much he had meant to our family and how important Elmo had been to Zach. So I knew I had one more promise. So we created a Being Elmo fundraiser just this past March, about a week after the anniversary of Zach's death. It was the most perfect day for him that I could have ever imagined. And I asked if Kevin could come. And his assistant, of course I have her email address now, Kevin's assistant said, "You know, his schedule is so crazy, but he wants to do something. He wants to really reach out to you." And she said, "Could he do a video? He wants to do a video for Zach's dream room." And I said, "Of course." She said, "You write the script." And having seen a few million episodes, I know how to speak in Elmo. I know what Elmo would say. I know what Elmo says to cheer kids up. I know what Elmo sings. I know how Elmo lights up a screen. And I wrote this script. I sent it to her. She said, "It's awesome. I'm going to tweak it with Kevin, and we're going to send you the DVD." And so within a couple of weeks, I heard the FedEx at the door, and I opened the door. I put it in my laptop. I grabbed my two other beautiful boys, and I said, "Let's watch." And I turned on the movie, and it just blew me away. I dissolved into tears, and I said, "Look, Zach, the mommy did it." And in that moment, I fulfilled my second promise. And I'm really, really pleased I get to share that with you today.
Did it happen?